Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We go to the Dial Pad guest line now. NFL Insider host on 710 ESPN Seattle, John Clayton, kind enough to join Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. John, first and foremost, thank you for your time. Let's start with the big story that surfaced this weekend. How surprised were you when you heard the news that Andrew Luck would be retiring from the NFL?
Absolutely stunned. Yeah, I was on the Chargers sidelines well before the game for the Chargers and the Seahawks, and everybody was just comparing notes because once it was tweeted out that he was retiring, I mean, it was a big subject. Anyway, and it got so much reaction. I know I went over to front office execs for the Chargers and the Seahawks, and they were all stunned. I know players, coaches were all stunned. I mean, it was so surprising that here's Dwayne Brown, the left tackle of the Seahawks, telling Russell Wilson that, and he was so shocked, and he says, "I'm going to pray for him." So it caught everybody by surprise because, at the age of 29, in the prime of his career, coming off a great season, to retire like that, stunning.
Where does this leave the Colts, not only for this year, but going forward as an organization? It looked like they'd finally gotten the offensive line help that he would have needed, yet Luck walks away from a team, looked to be ready to go for the playoffs this season.
No, I think they're a Super Bowl contender. I mean, you look at them, and they're one of the top five teams in the AFC. And, with the defense getting better, the offensive line being great, I mean, they look to be like a 10, 11, 12 win team. And normally when you go to a backup quarterback, I mean, you lose about 5 points a game. And so in this case, you can probably say they're going to lose about 7 points a game, and that'll take them under 20, because they had 27.1 as far as scoring last year. Now, Jacoby Brissett, I mean, you notice when he was starting, and of course that was with a terrible offensive line and not a very good team, they dropped down and they're about 15, 16 points a game. With the talent around them, I think that they'll be better. So I think they'll score 19, 20 points a game. But that'll put them, with the defense giving up more than 20, probably about a 6-7 win team.
Where do they go from here, Professor? Do they stay put at the quarterback position? Can you see them looking for a trade? Or you think they'll just wait till teams cut and just pick up and bring in a backup?
Well, I mean, they've got to do something for a backup quarterback because I don't think you want to go into the season with Chad Kelly as your backup quarterback. That's not going to work out. So they're going to be shopping around. But I think they're content enough to go through with Jacoby Brissett. But now the thinking has to be you're not going to get a great quarterback in return this year. I mean, there's not any available. And so, if you're going to be a 6-7 win team, then what you have to do is, put yourself in the mix for top three quarterbacks in next year's draft. And so that probably means if they win 6-7, they're going to be drafting, 6, 7, or 8. They're going to have to trade up. But I think because really when you look at other than the Colts and a couple other teams, there's not enough teams right now other than, say, Miami, that are going to be up top looking at quarterbacks. And so you do have the ability to trade up and get one. But I think that's what has to be the strategy because it's not as if, if the more wins you get this year, and it's not like they want to tank the season, the less chance you can to at least get something close to, and it won't be the same, but as close to on Andrew Luck.
John Clayton with us here on 95.7 The Game. John, you've been an NFL insider for a long time. You've been at the top of your craft even longer. I wanted to get your thoughts on this. An argument broke out on social media that, perhaps Adam Schefter should have waited on breaking that news. Andrew Luck was going to make the announcement the next day, Sunday at 3 p.m., that perhaps Schefter should have sat on the story. Take us through the thought process of someone like that. You've had so many scoops in your career.
Yeah.
How does that take place?
You can't do it because somebody else is going to get it, and, of course, then you lose the story. So once you can confirm it, you put it out. I mean, you don't care that the Colts are playing a home game in the preseason. I mean, once you have it confirmed, you put it out because, I mean, there's too much competition for these type of stories, because, the NFL Network and their reporters and so many other good reporters around the league and even people with the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, you can't risk it. Once you have it, you put it out as long as it's accurate, and Adam Schefter was 100% accurate in this story.
Professor, looking at the young pass rushers, particularly Josh Allen, what have you seen and who has been the one to kind of stuck out to you and say, well, this guy may have a great career in the National Football League?
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, what I'm excited about is what's going on in Denver, because I think you probably have the sixth duo that's going to break 30 sacks, because Bradley Chubb looks great. You know, Von Miller could be the defensive player of the year. I mean, you can see that. You know, Allen, of course, I think you're talking about what, Josh Allen down in Jacksonville?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, as opposed to the one over in Washington. I think, you know, that's going to be encouraging, because take a look what's going on in that division right now. Houston's offensive line is not very good. Tennessee was just dreadful over the weekend. And now you've got Jacoby Brissett as the quarterback, not Andrew Luck. And so I think that you can see that with Calais Campbell and Yannick and all that stuff, I mean, they're going to be really good. In fact, what ends up happening now, I was wondering what was going to put them over the top. Luck retiring, I think, put Jacksonville in a position where I think they're going to win the division, and they can be a pretty good team. You know, Nick Foles looks great. I think he can possibly throw for 4,000 yards. Then you can see that Leonard Fournette is trying to be the good Leonard Fournette, not the bad Leonard Fournette. So all of a sudden, that division just went to Jacksonville. And Josh is going to be a good part of that as their third defensive lineman.
When you look at the 49ers' defensive line, especially as it pertains to the teams they'll face in their division, whether it's Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Jared Goff, how much do you think that defensive line can have a real impact in the NFC West this year?
Well, it should, because, I mean, it should be a great defensive line. Of course, you know that, I mean, you got, you know, three guys that have Pro Bowl potential right there, and that's going to elevate everybody else, all the other former first-round picks, Solomon Thomas and all that. So that should work out very good. Of course, the key is, you know, getting Bosa back on the field and, you know, getting Dee Ford back on the field. I know it's 50-50 right now for Bosa starting the opener, but you figure he probably does, and you know Dee Ford is going to be practicing this week. You know, because, again, on paper, and again, paper should work well this time. I mean, you know, that has to be one of the most improved defensive lines in football, because, I mean, you got Bosa and Ford coming in. And again, you know, Buckner is sensational at the inside. So I think right now there's good things ahead for the defensive line. Still, you have questions both in the secondary and maybe a little bit at linebacker.
John Clayton with us here on 95.7 The Game. So a week ago, there's the overreaction to Jimmy Garoppolo's performance on just 10 snaps in Denver. Garoppolo bounces back, has a monster performance, 14 of 20 for 188 yards, a TD, no picks, looks very sharp against Kansas City. Now the pendulum swings the other way. I'm assuming the reality is that we're somewhere in the middle on this.
Yeah, no question, because, again, everybody wanted to write off Jimmy Garoppolo based on the 5 interceptions in practice and a zero-yard game and a zero quarterback rating. And, again, it's like, remember, he's still coming off the ACL. You can see there's going to be some mechanical issues because, again, he worked on rehab, not necessarily technique as far as his throwing. And so, yeah, it's going to be, you know, a little bit slow probably starting. And, of course, he's adapting to a whole bunch of new wide receivers and all that stuff. But I think he'll be fine. I mean, is he going to be elite? Probably not right now. Maybe he will be in time. It won't be this year, but I think he can be solid.
NFL insider and host on 710 ESPN Seattle, one of the best in the business, John Clayton, with Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Professor, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Hey, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.